Good afternoon, this is Susan from Executive Voice. Today I have been at the event production show at Olympia, and I'm not sure about you, but I have certainly exhibited at shows and been absolutely exhausted at the end of them. And I was fortunate enough to go to the show in the morning on the first day, so everybody was still fresh and they had a lot of energy. But when I came home, I thought about what the implications are for your voice and your physical presence, and also the impact that you make with people, because there were a few stands, even on the first day, that I just walked past because people were sitting behind a table, sort of almost certainly not engaged with passing trade, but also giving the message, non-verbal message, that they didn't want to be there. Most of the exhibitors, I have to say, were very up for it. They had real presence, and you wanted to go and have a chat with them. They were very engaging. But how can you keep that going for 2 or even 3 days? Because I know that some of these exhibitions go on for a long time. Well, I've written a list of 5 things. First of all, obviously think about your stance and think about what shoes you're going to wear. 1 or 2 very brave ladies were wearing very high heels, and I just thought, whoa, you are so brave. I would tend to go for comfort there, and it also means to say that if you're comfortable, your face is going to be a lot more relaxed, and your shoulders, and also your body language altogether. Think about keeping your shoulders down and the weight on your feet so that you can keep going through the day. Drink lots of water. I've said before many times that it takes about 2 hours to absorb a glass of water into your body. So if the show is starting at 10 o'clock, you need to make sure that you've drunk a lot of water at 8 a.m. to make sure that you're hydrated for 10 o'clock. It was quite dry in the room, I think with all of the lighting. So it's quite important to keep drinking throughout the day to make sure that you remain hydrated. Smile. Again, I said this a lot when we're talking to people, either on the telephone, on a blog, podcast like this, or even face to face. If you smile, you lift the voice up and it becomes more interesting. It's less flat, it's more engaging with people, and you come across as more interesting. So it's something to bear in mind. Keep exercising. I think if you're standing all the time in one position, it's likely, if you're anything like me, that perhaps your back will get a little bit sore, or your shoulders. So when you do have a moment, just do some very simple exercises to unlock your knees and your shoulders and even your lower back. And finally, I would say, try and schedule. It's really important that your team, that you are quite strict about making sure that everybody has a break. There should be no heroes. It's 2 or 3 very long days, and so make sure that if there are quiet times during the day, somebody can go off and have a 15-minute break, perhaps walk outside for some fresh air, go and get some food, and that you are very, very strict about this to make sure that everybody has their turn. So this is Susan from Executive Voice. I hope you found this useful, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Susan Heaton-Wright from Executive Voice, executivevoice.co.uk.